This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Oil producers have to face the economics. Their big cut in production designed to raise prices may also cut demand. I'm David Brancaccia. The International Energy Agency is adding to the chorus of criticism aimed at the oil producers cartel OPEC Plus for cutting production by a dramatic 2 million barrels a day. The IEA now says OPEC's decision could be the final nudge, tipping the world economy into recession. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The International Energy Agency says OPEC's decision goes against efforts to navigate through the worst global energy crisis in history caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Oil prices had been declining. In September, the agency says they fell to their lowest level of the year. But now that's reversed, and prices at the pump are rising too. The IEA says it's already seeing signs of declining oil demand, which would run counter to OPEC's own stated objective with the output cuts to reduce volatility in oil markets. Since last week's decision, OPEC has come under scathing criticism from U.S. officials. Saudi Arabia, OPEC's leader, has faced the brunt of that criticism. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
Price of crude steady in New York, $87 a barrel. Dow and S&P futures up 0.4% each. It was a notable moment at the Supreme Court yesterday during arguments in a case involving overtime. The case at hand is about an oil and gas company which didn't pay overtime because the manager was on a daily rate. Yet, during the oral arguments, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested he was skeptical about the legal basis for America's post-World War II system of exempting most higher-paid workers from overtime pay. It would take a separate case to address that. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to our series this week on money, politics, and whether campaign donors can be secret Santas who spend big, but voters never know it's them. Voters in Arizona next month will decide whether some of the biggest campaign spenders should have to reveal their true identities. Today here, it's not just Arizona. And we start not in AZ, but in AK, Alaska.
Hey! I think that's the first time I've ever asked for a round of applause on Zoom, but I think it worked.
Pandemic campaigning in 2020, meaning rallies not at the Capitol in Juneau, but on screens instead.
Thank you for voting.
The result was close, but Alaska voters did approve a limit on anonymous money influencing campaigns. If a person gives $2,000 or more, voters get to know who's paying. That's now the law in Alaska.
Every year, every election, more and more money. No one knows where it comes from.
Scott Kendall is an Alaska attorney now defending the measure in court. As we've been exploring this week, donors in most states can keep on the down low by giving their money to a kind of nonprofit that's allowed to do political work. Not a 501c3 like the United Way, which can't do politics, but typically a C4 that's allowed to give to campaigns. These nonprofits can have pleasant-sounding names, along the lines of Citizens for a Perfect Universe or something.
Americans for Apple Pie, and Americans for Apple Pie donates money in election, and no one knows where that money came from.
Polls show voters on both the left and the right indicate worry about so-called dark money. Republicans got good at it, and then in 2020, Democrats got even better at it nationally, according to a New York Times analysis. And Kendall says Alaskans seem to like their new system's focus on the bigger donors.
If you're a member of the NRA, you don't give them $2,000 a year. So the NRA membership, they can donate money. Or labor unions, their thresholds are below that.
Groups including the Alaska Free Market Coalition unsuccessfully challenged the new law in federal court, but it's now on appeal. Daniel Sir of the Liberty Justice Center of Chicago represents the challengers. He believes Alaska's rules go further than advertised, suggesting donors could get exposed if they gave, for example, to the local Chamber of Commerce. And he's worried that donors will now be less likely to speak out with their dollars if they could end up in the hot seat.
Our society benefits when people have that privacy because it creates space for people to support controversial issues and have a vibrant marketplace of ideas where all ideas are heard, including controversial ones.
A robust marketplace of ideas is a key reason the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to limit corporate political contributions.
But ideally, a market needs transparency in order to function properly.
Jay Costa is director of a California-based group called Voters' Right to Know, which pushes for disclosure policies at the state level.
Otherwise, you know, there are distortions that occur because people don't really know what they're buying.
How courts decide is being watched well beyond Alaska. In 2018, voters in North Dakota passed new campaign disclosure rules, and there's the one on the ballot in Arizona next month, and maybe Oregon in 2024. 21 states allow votes on measures pushed by citizens and not necessarily referrals from elected legislatures. Patrick Llewellyn is with the Campaign Legal Center, which offers legal expertise in these matters.
When legislatures won't take action themselves, it makes sense that citizens of the state would take the initiative.
Last month, the president of the United States pushed to get money out of what he called the shadows.
Right now, advocacy groups can run ads on issues attacking or supporting a candidate right until election day without disclosing who's paying for that ad.
But 2 days later, a national ban on mystery money failed in the Senate. No Republican voted yes, and that was that. David Tedesco, a businessman and registered independent who's funding the ballot measure in Arizona, sees a kind of arms race.
If you talk to sitting politicians in a private conversation, what you're generally going to hear from most of them is, I'd like to see dark money go away, but my opponents take dark money, and I might have to take dark money. But privately, if you take care of it for us, I'd be happy to follow those rules.
All of our Secret Money public influence coverage is streamable from Marketplace.org now. The series was produced by Marketplace's Alex Schroeder with Meredith Gerritsen and John Gordon. Our engineer is Brian Allison. Our digital team is Carrie Barber, Olga Oxman, Edward Silver, and Dylan Mietinen. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.